In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This year, the Church celebrates the 150th anniversary of the decree of Pope Pius IX, declaring Saint Joseph universal patron of the Catholic Church. To mark this big step, the Holy Father has decided this year to be a Saint Joseph year until December 8, 2021. It is a perfect introduction to the Feast of the Holy Family that we celebrate today. And we will stay in the company of Saint Joseph, who was the guardian of the small community of Jesus and Mary until the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of this year on December 8th. The story of the Holy Family is the story of a life like ours, a life that not always turned out the way you expected. It is the story of a young mother, Our Lady, conceiving a child before she lived in the same home with her husband. It is the story of an anxious husband, Saint Joseph, confronting scandal. It is the story of a family forced to become refugees in exile in the land that once held their ancestors as slaves in Egypt. As we see in today's Gospel, it is also the story of a missing child and days of anxious searching by his parents. Not long after, 21 years after, there is even more. A violent death when his mother watched with helplessness and unimaginable sorrow at the foot of the cross. This is the itinerary, the destiny of the Holy Family we celebrate today. This family is holy. This family is also human. It is why this family is so close to us. The Church calendar shows us that the Christmas season is one of light. It's very luminous, but also of shadow. The day after Christmas is the feast of the first martyr of the Church, Saint Stephen. Then, a couple days later, we mark the feast of the Holy Innocents, the children assassinated by King Herod. The joy of Christ's birth is suddenly tempered by tragic reminders of what is the cost of the incarnation. And the Holy Family shared in that. We saw that vividly just after Christmas. In the stable, the Mother Mary looks down at a life beginning. At the foot of the cross, she looks up at a life ending. It is just a few steps from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. But in so many ways, the two singular events are inseparable. One led inevitably to the other. Joy and sorrow are almost side by side, linked by sacrifice, by faith, and by love. In the history of the salvation, there is the story of the Holy Family. The juxtaposition of those two images in the Church, the nativity scene, the creche, and the crucifix, serves as a powerful lesson for this feast today. We realize that when we speak of the Holy Family, we speak of a family that struggled and suffered like so many of us. But this Holy Family knew a profound hope. They trusted completely in God. They call all of us to do that kind of trust. And they are with us. In our own time, they stand beside. And for people who worry, who struggle, who search, who pray, they are on the way of the Holy Family. The Holy Family stands beside parents anxious about their children, about their faith, worrying about their eternal salvation or about their welfare, about their future. The Holy Family walks with people in exile, separated from those they love. They comfort the scorn and offer compassion to any mother or father grieving over a child. The Holy Family shares our burdens. But the Holy Family also uplifts us by their example. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were never alone. They endured through the grace of God. They prayed, they hoped, they trusted in God's will totally. We might ask ourselves where we can find that kind of peace and purpose in our own families, in our own life. The answer is in St. Paul's beautiful teaching today. St. Paul was not writing about romantic love. He uses words that are very strong. And his goal is to build a community of faith. He says, put on compassion, kindness, loneliness, meekness, patience, forgiveness, and love. When we think that these virtues are hard, difficult, or even impossible, when we find ourselves overwhelmed, we need to remember where we look today and remember to look toward the crash. There is our model for living, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But we need to see them in full, remembering the closeness of the cross. That was their life, and it is our life too. Yet, through all their hardships, in a time of anxiety and difficulty, persecution and tragedy, a time very much like our time, how they show us how to be people of faith, people of forgiveness, people of love. They show us, in other words, how to be holy. Blessed be the Holy Family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.